D. A Japanese viewpoint.
I feel much the same as you about Japan's car inspection system. I got a driver's license in the United States and drove two miserable old Japanese cars for 3 years. I bought them from local college students for less than $500. They actually had a lot of defects, but I drove them without knowing the problems. While driving the first car, the brakes went out in the middle of the street on my way to college to teach Japanese. The brake pads had worn down and detached. Miraculously, I was able to stop by rolling against the curb. The second car was terrible too. When I was driving on the freeway, my car started making noise, then the engine died. Why? Because I forgot to add oil for months. The oil indicator showed zero. I mistook the gauge for engine oil until that accident, thinking it was the gas gauge. Every time I filled up the car, the indicator still showed zero. I assumed that the indicator was simply out of order, and I kept ignoring the warning sign for months. These two personal experiences really illustrate how dangerous it is to neglect maintenance. However, I still agree that Japan's car inspection system is a ripoff. When you take a look at the details of inspections, there is a list of dozens of fees, and many of them are unreadable to ordinary people. Since my personal story is quite unusual and even exceptional, I cannot support or explain Japan's car inspection system. I understand the Japanese system was revised several years ago, giving more room for car owners to decide which parts to inspect or replace. However, even after the change, I still find they rip off drivers and sound dishonest. Every time inspection time comes, I get estimates from several repair shops to compare them and choose the best offer. I sometimes negotiate prices with shops and often show other shops' estimate sheets. One clerk looked surprised to see the details of the fees on the list. He found some repairs and labor fees were not charged by the other shop. He gave in and offered me the same price as the other shop, saying it was a special treatment only for me. This is how I avoid getting ripped off.